The title of our Christmas message is The Gospel According to Santa Claus. Our Bible passage again is John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him.
因为上帝差他的儿子降世，不是要救世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
I hope that today's sermon title has already got you thinking.
我希望大家听到今天布道的题目时，就已经在开始思考。
The Gospel According to Santa Claus, what could this be about?
圣诞老人的福音，这又是什么意思呢？
Well, first of all, let's talk just a little bit about Santa Claus.
首先呢，让我们先来聊一下有关圣诞老人的故事。
Although today he is a pretend person, he's based on a real person from long ago.
虽然圣诞老人是一个虚幻的人物，然而他却是从一个历史人物演变而来。
Many, many hundreds of years ago, in a country called Turkey, there was a Christian pastor whose name was Nicholas. He was well known for taking care of poor people at Christmas. He made sure they had food and gifts. Not only was he a pastor, he was a bishop of the church, and he wore red bishop's robes. From this historic fact, developed the legend of a person dressed in a red costume. And then came the imaginary ideas of riding in a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. And then came the idea of this man delivering presents to children all over the world. And there's a well-known song about this pretend Santa Claus that many people sing at Christmas time. Inside your worship folder, you will find the words of this song in English and in Chinese. I will not have Lily translate for me, but follow along as I sing these words. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, what would you say By the way, I'll put a tip jar at the back of the church and you can put the money. What would you say is the basic difference between Jesus and Santa Claus? Well, first is the obvious. Santa is a pretend person, a fictional character. On the other hand, Jesus Christ is the single most important historical person who ever walked the face of this earth. But besides this is the big difference I want to talk about today. And here's where the sermon title comes in, The Gospel According to Santa Claus. This gospel, this message, this philosophy is what many people in our world practice today. And this way of thinking is destroying the real meaning of Christmas all over the world. Santa Claus, as the song says, keeps track of those who have been naughty and nice. And here is the so-called Gospel According to Santa Claus. Be good, and you'll get a reward. You must earn it. You must deserve it. If you mess up, if you fall, if you make mistakes, if you sin, you're out of luck with Santa Claus. What did the song say? You better watch out. You better not cry. You better be nice and not naughty. You better go to bed tonight and sleep. Santa knows when you've been bad or good. And he's coming to town. In summary, you better watch out, be afraid at all times, and have your life all straightened out. There's even an old Christmas tradition that demonstrates this gospel of Santa Claus. If you have not been good enough, Santa brings you a lump of dirty black coal. Val Hall, did you check your stocking this morning? Many people today celebrate Christmas according to Santa's gospel. Ask yourself, do I do this? We also keep track, don't we, of those who have been naughty and nice. Only those nice to us will get gifts from us. Santa's gospel overwhelms the world today. This holy time of Christmas is really about God's wonderful gift of His Son at Christmas. But Christmas has been changed into something much different. It's now about buying gifts to people who are nice to us, or for people we hope will give us a gift in return. Studies show that stores depend on this gospel according to Santa Claus. Research shows that many stores make 40% of their entire annual profit just at Christmas time. Most of us, if we're honest, have to admit we also give gifts like Santa gives gifts to people we like, to people we think have deserved it. When was the last time you did something nice at Christmas for someone you don't like or who does not like you? Who here gave a special Christmas gift to that person who has been criticizing you all year long? Who here has ever taken someone off their Christmas gift list or their Christmas card list because they did something you didn't like? This gospel according to Santa Claus demonstrates our sinful human nature. But praise the Lord, it is not God's nature. What is God's nature? What is the true gospel of Christmas? We read again from John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Here is the gospel of Christmas. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Here we learn three simple but important truths. Number one, Christmas is about God's giving, not our giving.
首先，圣诞节是神的给予，而不是我们自己的给予。
For God so loved the world, He gave.
因为神是如此的爱世人，他将他的儿子献给出来。
He gave His most precious gift, His Son, Jesus, our Savior.
他献上了他最宝贵的生命，宝贵的礼物，他的儿子，主耶稣基督，我们的救主。
God gave this gift not just to people who are good.
神的这一礼物不是只送给那些乖巧的人。
God gave this gift not just to people who love Him and obey Him.
神的这一礼物也不是只送给那些爱他、遵从他的人。
God gave this gift not just to people who never sin, who never fail, who never doubt, who never pout, who never cry.
神的这一礼物也不是只送给那些从未犯罪、从未摔倒、从未怀疑、从未接嘴。
At Christmas we celebrate that Almighty God has given the gift of His Son to every sinner in the world, to you, to me.
在圣诞节，我们庆祝万能的神送给世界上每一个罪人，送给你，送给我圣诞礼物，主耶稣基督。
Truth number two, Christmas.Is about Christ.
第二点，那么圣诞节是关于基督。
Look inside that manger at Bethlehem.
请大家和我一起看一下那伯利恒的马厩。
What do you see when you look inside that manger of Bethlehem?
在那伯利恒的马厩里，你看到了什么？
You see God's most precious gift.The Christ child, the baby Jesus.
在那里，你看到了神最宝贵的礼物。
He is God's unconditional, undeserved, you could never earn it, gift.
在那个马厩里，你看到了圣婴，那耶稣，那是神无条件的，永远无法靠自己努力而得到的礼物。
He is the exact opposite of Santa's earned gifts or our deserved gifts.
而这与圣诞老人所谓靠努力赢得并获取的礼物恰恰相反。
Look into that Bethlehem manger and you will see the gift of a Savior. You will see there the forgiveness of your sins. You will see there your way to heaven.
在那个伯利恒的马厩里，你会看到那作为礼物的救主耶稣，你会看到你的罪获得赦免，你会看到那通往天堂的道路。
And this brings us to the third truth.
而这带给我们第三条真理。
What gift that has ever been given can compare with God's gift at Christmas?
你在圣诞节收到的任何礼物当中，又有哪一件可以与神的圣诞礼物相比呢？
Long after the clothes you receive at Christmas wear out or no longer fit you,
当你在圣诞节所收到的衣服脚不能再穿，或者已经穿旧时，
Long after the toys you receive are broken or lost,
当你在圣诞节所收到的玩具已经完旧或者丢失时，
Long after the Christmas decorations are taken down or thrown away, God's Christmas gift in Jesus remains.
当那圣诞树以及树上的装饰已经被丢失或者放弃来时，而神的礼物却依然存在。
Jesus, God's Christmas gift, grew up from being a baby at the manger to the Savior on the cross.
主耶稣基督，神送给我们圣诞礼物，从马
The Bible tells us that Jesus was God in human flesh. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And finally, the purpose he came was made clear. On the cross, he offered his sinless life for our sin-filled lives. He paid for our sins that we might live with him forever in heaven. This is why God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. On the cross, Jesus paid for all the sins of the world. That would be a big debt to pay. Can you imagine how enormous that debt would be? Just for a moment, imagine the charge card bill for every Christmas gift you have ever given. How much would that be? Then imagine that debt, that bill for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl of the entire world for all time. How much would that be? The amount is mind-boggling. Now imagine you receive a letter in the mail. And it says, the entire amount of the bill has been paid in full. Your bill, your debt, the debt of everyone in the world has been paid in full. The truth is, we have all built up a mountain of sin and debt to God. We are hopelessly late in our payment, and the interest on our debt has accrued. Many Bible passages talk about this. Just one will be enough for today. Romans 6:23 says this, the wages of sin is death. What are wages? In daily life, wages are what we earn or deserve for the work that we do. And the Bible says the wages we earn because of our sin is God's judgment and eternal death.
而圣经告诉我们，我们因为罪而获得的工价是神的审判以及永久的死亡。
But all of our mountain and sin and debt has been paid for at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然而，我们所有如山一样的罪恶和债，我们实际上我们因为罪而获得的惩罚和死亡，耶稣基督已经在了十架上为我们偿还清。
The last thing Jesus cried out before he died was, "It is finished." That can also be translated, "paid in full."
在那个十字架上，主耶稣基督呼喊出的最后一句话是“成了”，也可以被说成是“还清了”。
All of our sins have been paid for.
我们所有的罪都被偿还清了。
All of our debts is finished.
我们所有的债务都被偿还清了。
We are forgiven.
我们的罪被宽恕。
And Jesus proved this when he rose from the grave on Easter morning.
而耶稣基督运用他在复活节清晨的复活证实。
This was God's plan from the very beginning. This is the plan that he set in motion with that baby in the manger on that first Christmas. Today's sermon text from John 3:16 tells us again the reason the gift of Jesus was given, so that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life.
而今天的经文，约翰福音第三章第十六节中，又一次告诉我们，主耶稣基督作为圣诞礼物的意义。让所有信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
We will end this sermon today where we began.
让我们再来看一下耶稣和圣诞老人的不同，来结束今天的讲道。
We will again see the difference between Jesus and Santa Claus.
再来看一看圣诞老人和耶稣之间的不同。
Santa's gifts.Are only for people who better not pout, better not cry.
圣诞老人的礼物只是给那些不接嘴、不哭泣的人。
His gifts are for people only who don't mess up, who don't fail, who have earned and deserved such gifts from others.
圣诞老人的礼物只是给那些不会搞砸、不会失败、靠努力。
But God's gift in Jesus Christ is for sinners, for those who fall, for those who fail, for those who sin and do not deserve His love.
而神借着主耶稣基督的礼物，是送给那些所有会跌倒、会失败、会犯罪而并不。所有并不配享他大爱的神，配享他大爱的人。
This pretend Santa is here once a year and then goes back to his so-called home at the North Pole.
这位圣诞老人每年都会前来，然后再回到他所谓的家里住。
But the historically born, died, and risen Jesus Christ says to you and me, I am with you always, even to the end of all time.
然而，那位曾经出生、曾经死亡、又从死里复活的主耶稣基督告诉我们说，我常常与你同在，直到世界的末了。
Today on this Christmas day,We give thanks to Almighty God for His priceless gift at Christmas, the gift of Jesus.
今天在这个圣诞节，我们感谢万能的神最无价的礼物，我们的救主耶稣基督。
In the name of Jesus, Sandan Kwai La, blessed Christmas to you. Amen.
圣诞快乐，愿大家有一个蒙福的圣诞，奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.